Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brides, what instant karma hit when you ignored all the red flags before the wedding? Spoiler, karma struck right in the middle of our vows. I saw what everyone suspected and what I stubbornly ignored. I'm Claire, 28, New York, event manager who can hold a schedule together with duct tape and a smile. My fiancé's name is Jason, 31, entrepreneur, flash watch guy, laughter that makes baristas pour a double without asking. America, big schemes, even bigger bank accounts. And my heart pretended not to know basic math. It started at a corporate event. I'm running around with a checklist. Jason shows up like a trailer to a blockbuster. "You're killing it," he says. I laugh. "It's my KPI. Damn, it was so easy to believe in the shine. After the event, bar, and the first red flag, he scoffs at a waitress like her existence is a bug. "Maybe learn to listen," said in a cold tone. I laugh it off, wink at the staff. He wraps an arm around me. "I just like quality. Sounds sweet. But it's arrogance in a shiny box." The next weeks were a swing set of light and shadow. Morning texts like, "Get up, I'm outside." Lunches with no prices on the menu. Photos of his hand on my waist while my attention lay under the table. Friends wrote, "You two are fire." Mom made tea and added honey. For the future. And every time Jason joked about staff, "Bring something edible, not an error catalog," Mom's eyebrow twitched. I rewound it all, tired, stress. That's just how he is. The Convenient Dictionary of Excuses, Volume 1. Jealousy crept in quietly. At a party, I was talking lights with the photographer, and Jason came so close the air squared up. "Who's he?" "A colleague. He looks at you like dessert." In the car, he grabs my wrist. "I'm just protecting what's mine." I pretend that's care, not control. Damn, how loudly those little cracks stay silent. Then, the lies. "I'm stuck in traffic," he says at 11:40 p.m. club bass thumping in the background. "I don't drink on weekdays," then posts a selfie with a glass. "Tuesdays are the new Fridays." When I ask, he exhales, "Claire, don't start drama. The world won't end if I relax." The world didn't fall. My self-worth did. And yeah, I caught him in small lies and let them slide. Because the big wedding is around the corner. Even though there wasn't a proposal yet, we said we so often the future just handed me a pen. Sophie, my human lie detector, snapped, "Think, do you really want this?" His tongue cuts like scissors. "Today it's staff, tomorrow it's you," Lena added. "You've gone quiet. Like people walk around you with noise-canceling headphones," I snapped. "Girls, chill. He's just complex." Then I apologized. Then posted heart-filled stories like filters could tape up the seams. Jason's a master of grand gestures. Shows up in the rain, drapes his jacket over me, pays for my friend's dinner, because we're celebrating life. But in the little things, he's a minus. Promised to grab his suit from the dry cleaners, forgot. Demanded punctuality. Showed up 40 minutes late. "I've got complex projects." "So do I, but I don't pause the world because someone brought water without ice." One moment flushed my cheeks with shame. Small diner by the park. Ice machine broke. The waitress brings room temp water. Jason goes theatrical. "So here, you serve warm water and warm accountability?" People look down. I nudge him under the table. He whispers, "Relax, I'm teaching them how to work." Mm-hmm. In his mind, the world map had two colors, me and low quality. In dreams, I walked down the aisle to silence instead of music. I'd wake up, open our chat, search for proof that everything's fine. There, emojis. Where you at? Outside. Don't overthink. My mom's voice like a walkie-talkie from another shore. Honey, think, do you really want this? I'd place the phone face down and go brew coffee, cup after cup, like caffeine could work miracles. When he finally said, let's plan, I exhaled like I'd run a marathon. We made an inspiration board, linen napkins, fresh flowers, minimalist vows, jazz at dusk. I knew once something gets a name, it's harder to let go. A wedding is like concrete when wet. You can still change your mind, but once it sets, cutting it hurts. And costs. But honestly, I didn't just fall for Jason. I fell for the route our after, Sunday markets, my notebook with a new last name, our dog running through Brooklyn parks. I was taught to see projects through. So I did. Even when deadlines were on fire, budget evaporated, and the team was paper mache. I repeated, the wedding's close. It'll all be fine and painted over the cracks in the props. I rolled the red flags into tiny scrolls and stuffed them into a tulip vase. Later, America buzzed. Friends liked our posts. Jason promised he'd stop stressing after this big deal. And I nodded like deal's fixed character. Damn, it's so easy to pretend you're the event manager when you're just riding passenger on someone else's cruise. You've read the spoiler. And I was still telling myself, just a little longer, and it'll get better. And I kept walking, smiling in frame, with cracks off screen. I was burning with work and belief. No one told me sometimes, the fire is the person right next to you. Wedding planning in America. It's when you open Excel and hear the bank sob softly in the background. I make lists, call venues, write realistic. Jason peers over my shoulder and builds Vegas. Neon arch, live music, smoke machine, fireworks with our names. And TikTok-style desserts. Me, we're not the Kardashians, babe. Him, once in a lifetime. Damn. The budget rises like dough forgotten in the oven. I set a limit, he says. We'll make it back from the gifts. We pick a venue in Brooklyn Lights, brick, loft, my minimalist dream. Jason shows me a hotel in Miami. This is the level. White walls, baccarat, crystal. Me, baccarat's expensive. Him, expensive is living without ambition. He repeats it every time I ask not to add gold-plated utensils. Rehearsal with the bridesmaids. Sophie, Lena, and Maria trying on sage green dresses. We're the backdrop. You're the star. Jason walks in without taking off his jacket. These bridesmaids look like they hit a clearance rack. Silence. Maria laughs nervously. Lena clenches her jaw. My ears burn. Jason, seriously. Joking. Relax. He pokes the fabric. Is this polyester? We're not going on a picnic. After he leaves, Sophie says flatly, think about it, Claire. And switch to work mode like nothing happened. Then, money. He keeps saying, my project. Big deal. Investors any day now. On the table. My spreadsheets and invoices. I ask him to send his half for the venue. Him? Monday. Client delayed. Wednesday, bank glitch. Friday, I'll cover it next week. Next week, he brings flowers and says the discount will happen naturally once they feel our vibe. I want to laugh and cry at the same time. Dinner with his friends. Steakhouse where the check feels like a motivational pitch. Conversations where equity shows up every other sentence. One says, Claire, you're doing all the logistics, right? Must be easy with a fiancé like him. Me. Easy like running with a kettlebell. Jason laughs, but in the car he hisses, don't belittle me in front of people. It was a joke. Your jokes are like bills. Poorly timed. I hint at scaling down. Jason pulls up his dream presentation yacht for the shoot. Candy bar with a pastry chef. Cold fountains. Flowers. That smell expensive. I open the calculator, smells like bankruptcy. He pouts. You don't believe in us. I believe in us. Banks believe in numbers. Then, the nice surprise. Jason shows up with a folder. Just need you to sign a little something. A temporary loan, bridge money till the investors arrive. Under your name, you've got the better credit score. I'll pay it off in a month. The world narrows to a black pen. Why on me? Because we're a team. Or not. My brain, don't do this. My mouth, okay, I sign. Red flag planted. After the loan, Jason's warmer to strangers and colder to me. Post about the planning. Share the invites on your story. Tag the brand. When I hesitate, he says, there's your modesty again. America loves big. America loves clean credit reports too, but I stay silent. A call with mom ends in a pause. She presses a tiny silver cross into my palm. For luck, I tuck it into my blazer pocket. I want to say, mom, I'm in deep. Instead, everything's under control. She strokes my hand like smoothing sharp edges. Jason keeps elevating the level. Shows up at a fitting, suggests different dresses, something pricier, less Marshalls. Maria flushes. Lena, we're paying for these ourselves. Him, and it shows, I clench my jaw. That night, I explode. You can't talk to them like that. I want your day to be perfect. I'm not ruining it. I'm saving it. His saving sounds like controlling. We sleep back to back. When the florist asks for a deposit, I again ask Jason to send his part. He says, tonight. That night, his phone's off, and the next morning, his friend's story from karaoke. Me, you promised. Him, don't start. Deposits tomorrow. My head's pounding, so is my heart. And yet, when he brings coffee to bed and a box of delicate invitations, I soften. We're close, he says. Almost there. Just like you dreamed. I nod, take an invite, feel the paper slice my finger. Tiny dot of blood on white. Bad omen? I put on a band-aid and draw no conclusions. As usual. The engagement was in a rooftop garden. String lights, jazz, friends. Me in a white dress. Him on one knee with a ring shinier than his apologies. Say yes and let me take care of you, he whispered. I said yes and New York lit up beneath us. Sophie hugged me, but her eyes asked, are you sure? I replied, it'll be fine, and winked up at the dark sky. It's just love logistics. Logistics without a budget is chaos. And chaos was already quietly building the stage for our big day. Then came the tiny details that wreck your nerve.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The venue contract needed 50% down by Friday. I wired mine and waited for his nothing. The lighting supplier wanted delivery paid up front. Jason haggled in DMs like it was a yard sale, then ordered upgrade to premium. I'm calculating the APR on that loan, swallowing the word FICO, which is now mine, and signing yet another paper to speed things up. Feels like I'm no longer a bride, just a financial instrument in a shiny dress. And yes, I'm swallowing it. The wedding's almost here. We rented a penthouse in Williamsburg, string lights, pizza, a only hits playlist. I swore. No budgets, no FICO scores, just salt on the rim of a glass and barefoot dancing. New York sparkled outside the window. Come on, Claire, just relax for one night. First red flag came in the elevator, Maria whispered to Sophie, but I caught it. They say someone saw him in Midtown last night with a blonde. I rolled my eyes. Seriously? 8 million people in this city and half are blondes. Lena shot me a look. Don't look at me, I didn't start this. I took a deep breath and did what I do best. Changed the topic. Who's got the glitter napkins? The beginning was perfect gifts. Silly games. Polaroids. Sophie gave me a rainy day box. Inside were socks that said, run. We laughed. No drama, she winked. I replied, chill. Then came the stories. First, mentions, then tags from mutuals, and suddenly a link popped up in our group chat. Lena froze. Don't open it. I already had. A video from a bar in Midtown last night. The camera shakes, but you can see a man in a dark blazer who looks a lot like Jason. Next to him, a blonde with red lipstick. They lean in, and for a second it looks like a kiss. Under my ribs, something snapped like a broken strap. Maybe it's a lookalike, I said, hearing how fake my tone sounded. Worse than Jason's lies. Sophie quietly, Claire, I didn't want to bring this up, but she pulled out her phone and showed screenshots. Jason's name on Tinder? No. but the DMs were familiar short messages with clever typos. Hey, you working tonight? Might drop by and check service quality. A photo of a cocktail sent to a waitress, along with a dumb compliment about her fast hands. My temples throbbed. Damn. Where from? I managed. The waitress is my neighbor's friend. Says he comes by often. Not always alone, I grabbed the back of the chair. It's photoshopped, right? The word stuck. My brain launched a plan, verify the source, find an alibi, make a joke. But this time, the edges cut deep. We stepped out onto the terrace. The wind played with the string lights, and Brooklyn felt kinder than people. Lena sat beside me, handed me water. Call him. Right now, I didn't want to. I wanted to joke, tape it all back together, and dance till morning. It was my bachelorette party, but my hands dialed anyway. Jason didn't answer, or the second time. On the third, he picked up, babe, aren't you celebrating? Why aren't you having fun? I was stone. Where were you last night? Working? With clients? In Midtown? Yeah, a meeting. Why? I sent the video. On the other end, pause, then a short laugh. Claire, it's photoshopped. And who even films from that angle? Low angles, low morals. I looked at the girls. They looked at me. Photoshop? I repeated. Photoshop, Jason cut in. Besides, how many people wear dark blazers? It's New York. And the messages to the waitress? Sometimes I evaluate service. I want the best. Fast hands is service. You're taking it out of context. Out of Tinder context? Don't start. Don't ruin the night. I hung up and rested my forehead on the cold frame. I thought about the waitress with the red lipstick, about how easily Jason made excuses, and about how I, a crisis management pro, was now choosing between the truth and a wedding hashtag. Sophie said, you can stop. No one dies, I swallowed. I'll die, slipped out. Not literally, but the picture would die. The plan. The whole after I'd drawn in my head. Lena, honest. Better we speak the truth in the morning than have guests whisper it on your wedding day. I looked at Manhattan. It blinked indifferently. I texted, meet me now. Come over. The reply, tomorrow, I'm busy. Don't dramatize, then a heart and spark emoji. I wanted to throw my phone. Instead, I muted it and went back inside. Dance? I asked. The girls didn't move. Dance, I repeated and turned up the playlist. We danced. We shouted lyrics to drown our thoughts. We took selfies and I smiled so hard it hurt. Every photo was a tiny pact with the lie I'll look good if reality plays along. That night, when everyone fell asleep, I lay there listening to the AC. Tears ran into the pillow like water into a drain. Just let the wedding happen, I whispered. Just get through it. In the morning, my head still buzzed. A voice note from Jason. Babe, I don't want to fight over fakes. Trust me, okay? I love you and I'm building us the party of the century. I deleted the message like that would erase the night. In the kitchen, Sophie sliced fruit. Decision? Ignore. That's not a decision. It's a one-day plan. She just nodded. I added, so the wedding doesn't fall apart. And for the first time, I heard what fall apart really sounded like truth crashing from a height. We packed the glitter in bags, ordered coffee, filmed a few more before and after reels. In all of them, I was the same Claire, rosy cheeks, perfect brows, laughter on screen. Off screen, a cold terrace and screenshots that didn't go anywhere. Jason sent one last message. I'll explain everything at home. I replied, okay, and put a period that looked like a cancel button. A button I didn't press that day. I breathed slowly. 9. A chapel in Queens brick walls, soft lighting, an organ behind a curtain. I'm placing people, you butt here. Pause for 3 steps, smile with your eyes. Mom fixes ribbons. Dad asks if anything needs carrying from the car. All good. Jason is already 45 minutes late. No answer to calls. Sophie whispers, online? Just a blue check mark. Lena smirks. $5? Says he shows up reeking of booze. Me, don't jinx it. Inside, I'm chewing anxiety like flavorless gum. He walks in like he's been awaited for centuries, shirt unbuttoned one notch too far, eyes shining. But not with love. Sorry, traffic, he says. He reeks of whiskey and mint gum. Damn. We're starting the procession, I say, keeping my voice steady. Bridesmaids line up. Dad offers his arm. Jason suddenly blurts, stop! We look like we're going to a funeral. Is this a wedding or what? I swallow. We're practicing pacing. Pacing is me. Be cheerful. Dad calmly says, son, let's stick to the plan. Makes it easier for everyone. Jason turns and throws into the silence. It's not your day, old man. Mom's shoulder flinches. The air becomes heavy, box-shaped. Jason, I snap. He shrugs. What? Just being real. Who's in charge here? This isn't a school assembly. Dad drops his hand. I hold it with both of mine. Dad, it's okay. Nothing's okay. We continue. Jason counts out loud. 1, 2, faster. Oh, sorry. The musician stumbles. Lena whispers, add ketchup. It's a horror movie. Maria grips her bouquet so hard the stems crack. Mom stares through him like he's a storefront mannequin. Vow rehearsal. I read, respect, kindness. The words cut. Jason picks up his card, then sets it aside. I'm improvising. People love spicy truth, Sophie mutters. They love silence without booze. Seating chart. I explain where our families sit. Jason, move Trevor forward. He's a top client. Your uncle. Back row. He's quiet. Dad, my brother flew in from Iowa for this. He'll see me from afar. Perspective effect. Someone coughs. I burn with shame. Bride and groom exit. Jason, forget petals. Use dollar confetti. Symbolizes well. Florist and I agreed on petals. Petals are for humble weddings. We agreed. We aren't just you. Bullseye. I touch the cross in my pocket and breathe. Dad tries to mediate. Son, let's get some air. Jason pushes him off. Don't touch me, sir. Again, clearly, like a stamp. It's not your day, old man. My ears ring. Mom whispers. Honey, let's go home. I force a smile. 15 more minutes. We step outside. Autumn wind taps the glass. I hiss. Are you drunk? A little. For courage, you humiliated my father. He meddles. I'm putting on a world-class show and you're dragging it down. This is a marriage, not a pitch. In America, everything is a pitch. He kisses my temple and I feel nauseous. Stop. Relax. We return. I ask for water and a minute. Mom. Claire, we can pause this. No. Why? Flights are booked. Date set. That's not a reason to endure disrespect. I know. And I go silent. Jason raises the energy, turns up the music, starts giving orders. Venue coordinator. Sir, this is a rehearsal, and I'm on my way to becoming a legend. Sophie stands beside me. Choose yourself, Lena. I'll rip the veil off him if I have to. Hold my elbow, I whisper. Final run-through happens anyway. Dad holds my hand at arm's length, fingers trembling. Sorry, I whisper. Not to me, he replies. I know who to. Jason disappears to the restroom and returns fresh. See? Tomorrow will be perfect. Everyone will cry from joy. Mom stares past him. Dad, I'm standing by my daughter. Jason scoffs. Just don't start commanding the parade. I stand between them again, like a wall. When everyone leaves, the chapel smells like dust and cold. I sit on a bench. The cross in my palm is hot. I think, God, give me a sign. And immediately, you've had signs by the dozen. Phone buzzes from Jason. Heart emoji and champagne bottle. I reply with an okay emoji that feels like nothing. In the car, silence crunches like ice. Mom lays a blanket over my lap. I'm with you. Whatever you decide. Dad grips the wheel so tight his knuckles are white. I look out the window and whisper, there's a plan. Tomorrow we'll follow the plan. The plan is a curtain. Reality is the wind. I turn up the radio so I don't hear the tree inside me crack. At home, I open the wardrobe with the dress, a white sea waiting like snow before a storm. I type, be sober tomorrow. Apologize to Dad. His reply, okay, don't dramatize. Tomorrow's the show. I press my forehead to the glass. Not a show, a marriage. The glass says nothing. I lie down, but sleep won't come. When it finally does, I dream I'm walking, music playing, but instead of petals, it rains, contracts, invoices, red flags. I catch them, because I'm used to catching everything and holding on. I wake with a falling sensation. 2:13 a.m., another heart emoji from him. I send nothing back. Morning will come. Coffee, bun, task list. I'll get up and follow the plan, even if it destroys me. Because I know how to be professional when my heart's a broken metronome. Damn, it's hard to turn that sound off. Rehearsal is over. Tomorrow is the wedding. And I'm still holding on to the plan like it's the only thing holding me. After the rehearsal, the family sat in a quiet semicircle around the kitchen. Dad spun his mug. Mom stroked the edge of the tablecloth like there was a cancel button sewn into it. We sat in silence, each afraid of the verdict. Morning hits the windows like an impatient courier. I get up, check my phone. Nothing from Jason. Nothing from his best men. 3, are you ready? From the makeup artist. I type, on my way. A lie because I'm barefoot in the kitchen, listening to the kettle boil and my heart race. Damn, the hotel's already buzzing flower carts, fruit on ice, iron hissing. Where's the groom? The makeup artist asks, gluing lashes. On the way, I say, not believing my reflection in the mirror. Sophie gulps coffee. Still nothing, still. Mom places a hand on my shoulder. We can stop this. No. The plan. The decorators are stuck, no signature for delivery. I jump into the elevator in a robe, sign the check, calculate credit. The cross in my pocket grows heavier. I return. The bridesmaids are in the room next door. On the table, my phone blinking with emoji from strangers. Nothing from Jason. I call. Rings. Silence. I text, "Where are you?" on his friend's story. Karaoke. Best night ever. I want to drop my phone into the ice bucket. Lena brings bagels. Eat. Tastes like cardboard and dread. We can cancel everything, she whispers. Guests are en route. The cake's in the fridge. Mom will choose you. I nod but keep walking the conveyor belt. He picks up on the third call. Hoarse voice. Hey, babe, where are you? On the way. Transport. Have you been drinking? Pause. A little. For courage. Come sober. Please. Okay, don't dramatize. 6 a.m. Makeup. 7. Hair. 8:15. The dress. It's armor silk, snow white, but still a weapon. Mom adjusts the veil, her hands trembling. Sweetheart, we can walk out right now. Not today. Why? Because I'm already inside this. Her eyes, life rings, I push away. The hall fills with people. Dad straightens his tie. Ready, honey? I wish I was wearing sneakers. Sneakers count as a wedding if you're running away. His joke anchors me. 942. Jason's not here. The organist plays neutral. Coordinator says, the groom just arrived at the front desk. I exhale. We'll start on time. On time saves paperwork, not people. He enters when everyone's already seated. Tie half undone, lipstick smudge near the collar, eyes shiny with something other than love. He smells like hangover and mint. Damn. The best men stumble through their steps. Sophie catches my gaze. There's always a way out. I don't move. Music rises. Bridesmaids walk. Kids toss petals. I place my hand on Dad's and step forward. Step. Step. The stain glows like a warning light. Jason gives two thumbs up. All under control. My heart flutters. The altar. The officiant's voice is ice. Are you ready? I whisper. Always. He gulps air. Front rows whisper lipstick. Smells like a bar. I lift my vows, honesty, partnership, respect, and feel their weight. I know I'm acting. Everyone sees. I pretend it's nothing. I read steadily. People nod. Someone wipes a tear. When it's his turn, Jason sets down his card, smiles. I'll speak from the heart. My heart somersaults. He talks about best day, dream woman. Sorry that sometimes I... And then his best man's pocket buzzes. Jason stumbles, chuckles nervously. Love is stronger than alerts. Laughter from the crowd. I want to jump out the nearest window. Rings. His friend digs in his pockets, spills gum, flash drive, keys, finally finds the ring. Actual laughter. I hold on to balance like a subway railing. Dad's eyes say, breathe. I breathe through glass. We touch rings. Applause. Cameras. The kiss is brief, like an excuse. Mint and someone else's night. I close my eyes. Not for romance, but to block out the stain. The music plays louder than my instincts. I smile at every camera, at every, oh my God, it's so beautiful. My dress train gathers petals like evidence. Outside, Sophie squeezes my hand. You're not alone. I nod, because words would shatter me. Petals fly. Jason whispers in my ear, see? It's all good. I glance at his collar. It's all good, I reply. And it sounds convincing. Too convincing. The motorcade heads to the venue. New York blinks through windows, taxis cut lanes. I rest my forehead on the glass and think how much you can unsee when you need it to look beautiful. The cross in my pocket burns. Inside me, the loop, just a bit more, just a bit more. In the foyer, it smells like citrus and ice. The photographer asks us to hold closer. Jason wraps his arm. I feel his pulse, fast, like excuses. Will you apologize to Dad? I whisper, after the first toast. Let's not ruin the vibe. The vibe's already ruined. Don't dramatize. His favorite prayer. Guests are seated. The MC cracks jokes. The DJ misfires a track. Laughter in the room. I feel like they're laughing at us. Jason winks at the best men. They vanish and return with champagne that smells like a hospital. I sip water and count steps to the first dance, the toast, the cake cutting, to the moment I can hide in a bathroom stall and cry. Dad leans in. Sweetheart, we're here. One word from you. We're gone. I look at the people, the flowers, the invoices in my purse. After the celebration, I lie. He understands but doesn't push. Mom touches my elbow and leaves warmth there, like a backup generator. Jason takes the mic for his toast. Today, I'm the happiest man alive, he says, raising his glass. His voice wavers. Cameras in front, whispers in back. I stand beside him, spine straight. In that moment, I'm a shop window. Inside, a warehouse. But I hold. I always hold. The photographer shows us previews on his screen. Look how you shine. On screen, the perfect couple. On his collar, a faint coral smudge. Beautiful, I say, and step into the next part of the schedule. The plan carries me forward. Reality honks behind me. I pretend not to hear. We begin the first dance. The violin hits a nerve-scratching note, and I rest my hand on his shoulder. The fabric is cold, like the silence between us. Jason whispers, smile. I smile for the cameras, for the guests, for everyone who believes in pretty pictures. Inside, I count beats 1, 2, 3, exhale. 1, 2, 3, hold on. Dad watches from the edge. Mom holds tight. I tell myself, just hold until the toast. Second round of vows. I hold the honesty card, my fingers damp. The light is soft, the music glides. The officiant stretches out honeyed phrases. Jason stands across from me, a smile clinging to his face like tape on a wet wall. I inhale, and then his phone vibrates so hard it feels like someone's drilling under my ribs. Once, twice, three times. He ignores it, but the screen keeps flashing insistently. 1 second, he throws to his best man and steps out into the hallway. Do we continue or wait? The officiant hovers. I say, we wait, and feel everything inside me collapse into a mineshaft. Sophie squeezes my hand from the front row. Mom whispers, sweetheart. Dad stares at the doors like he's ready to rip them off their hinges. 30 seconds. A minute. Nervous chuckle from somewhere behind. The organist fills the silence with a neutral melody that only emphasizes it. Lena stands up, I'll check, and disappears. I stand there with honesty in my hand like a joke that's gone too long. Commotion near the entrance. Claire, Lena calls. I follow her, my veil catching a door handle. Someone lifts the train. The corridor stretches like gum. By the exit, cold air and the murmur of voices. We rush out to the parking lot, and I see what can't be unseen. Jason is leaning against a car, pressed to him. The blonde from Midtown, his ex. The kiss isn't accidental, not a mistake. It's long, slow, confident. Her hand on his neck, his fingers in her hair. Click, and it feels like the universe hit pause. I hear a crack, not from party streamers, but the script shattering. Oh my God, someone breathes. Is that him? Stop shaking the camera. Phones rise. Someone says damn with such honesty it makes me want to scream. I step forward. Jason notices me. His face shifts from in the moment to caught. Claire, it's not here. I raise my hand. The ex smiles thinly. She knew. No, I believed, I blurt. That hurts more than anything. TikTok is already opening its jaws. I hear go live, wedding fail. Oh no, the officiant runs out, gripping the mic like a life preserver. Shall we call a short break? No one knows. Dad steps between me and Jason, voice sharp as a blade. Step away from my daughter, Mr. Hale, please, this is, you destroyed our home in front of everyone. The world tilts. I turn and run back inside. My veil rips, heel slips, the air claws at my lungs like sandpaper. I burst into the bridal room, slam the lock, and it breaks out, a sound that's not quite crying, more like the power going out. In the mirror, a version of me I don't recognize, smeared, clenched, eyes that finally see. Damn. A knock at the door. Honey, open up, Mom's voice. We're with you, Sophie. I don't open. My phone explodes with notifications. You've been tagged in a video, new comments, new followers. A friend sends a link. It's already at 1 million. I laugh. It comes out like a cough. Legends from memes don't take out loans for fake glitz. I inhale, wipe my face, and gently open the door. Sophie and Lena enter quietly, like medics. Mom hugs me, and my spine remembers it exists. Let's go home, she says. In a minute, I whisper. In the corridor, the officiant, aged 5 years and 5 minutes. We can call a break or reschedule. Announce there's no ceremony. Let them eat and leave, I say firmly. Outside, the buzz shifts from whispers to digestion. Jason stands off to the side, eyes darting, fingers crushing his phone. The ex melts into the crowd. Roll complete. I walk past. Claire, listen. I was angry. I drank. She just... You kissed her during my vows, I say flatly. The choice is made. He grabs my elbow. Dad's there in a flash. Jason, let's go. I'll pay you back, he mumbles. I look up. The sky is clear, blue, like a fresh page. I don't need money. I need me. We return to the hall to grab our things. People stand. Some touch my shoulder, some just nod. The cross in my pocket is warm. I feel the heat in my bones. The officiant into the mic. Friends, thank you for coming. The celebration ends early. Staff will help with takeout. The room is heavy but calm. We exit through the service stairs. The wind outside is clean as water. On the last landing, I glance back, not for drama, but for memory. Then I take a step down, and another, and another. Each step sounds like a new word enough. In the car, Dad asks, "Home?" To mine. "Home," I say. Mom wipes under her eyes, adjusts the veil, removes pins. I take my phone off airplane mode and type two short messages. First to Jason, "There will be no ceremony. And no us." Second to the bank, "Freeze the card. Full list tomorrow." The air in my lungs grows heavier and cleaner. We drive, and New York sparkles like it doesn't care about our stories. And somehow that calms me. The world is big. My life can be big too, without someone who doesn't know how to be small when it matters. I hold my mother's hand, stare out the window, and for the first time all day, I think not about photos, bills, or guests, but about sleep. Sleep without someone else's scent or someone else's excuses. About a morning without lies. And yes, TikTok explodes. But the fear inside me already exploded and burned out. In the ashes, silence appears. It isn't empty. It has room for me. We ride in silence, the most honest conversation we've had. Sophie writes in the group chat that I'm not paying for the venue, we'll sort the rest tomorrow. Lena makes a list of who to text. Dad drives steadily, like he's holding my pulse. I touch my dress and realize white can be armor too, when you're walking away from the altar, not toward it. In the dark window, I see a new version of myself, without him. The parking lot still smells like rubber and shame. Jason's palms are sweaty, his phone's lighting up like an emergency siren. And then, that voice, sweet and venomous, the ex steps into portrait mode, lifts her chin, taps Liv. "Hey everyone! Here's the real Jason. Couldn't keep it in even at his own wedding," she says, stepping back so the arch with our names comes into frame. Comments pour in like rice. "Damn, what a clown." She adds more fuel. "He's always been like this." Jason thinks he can stop time. Reaches for her phone. "Stop it. We'll talk later." She jumps back. "You already talked with my lipstick." The camera zooms in on the stain on his collar. 5,000 viewers turn to 10, then 15. Someone drops the venue address in chat. Another calls him shortest marriage meme material. Jason disappears from the frame, but the stream continues. Moral of the story? If a liar says, "Trust me," check the parking lot. Hearts fly like confetti. Meanwhile, I'm with my parents in the venue office. The contract lies open on the table. Black and white client, Jason Miller. The administrator, tired and professional. "We're truly sorry. But policy," Dad calmly, "we'll pay for what's consumed. The rest is on the client. Agreed?" She flips pages, calls accounting. "Yes, the deposit stays. Any remaining charges go to him," she confirms. Mom removes her glasses and exhales. I stand beside them and feel solid ground return beneath my feet. Then the calls begin. Lighting vendor. "We were expecting a transfer from Jason. Contracts in his name. Invoice him." Florist delivery and disposal. Jason. DJ. "It was his friend who booked Jason. We're polite, not bitter. This isn't karma. It's accounting. He wanted a high-level show. Let him balance the numbers like one." 20 minutes later, I'm tagged in a new video. Jason walks out of the venue, tries to approach his ex. "Hey, can we talk?" "No cameras?" She looks away. "I didn't sign up for this shame. Good luck." She turns and gets in an Uber. Comments explode. "Karma speedrun. That's a frosting-free cake." Jason stands there with his phone like a broken talisman. His best men are MIA, already posting from another bar. He finally reaches the venue admin, tries to negotiate. "Can we reduce it? It was just a misunderstanding." "No. You signed," she replies evenly. "What about the bride? You're the payer." He gulps, mentally counting self-respect in denominations he doesn't have. Card declined. Second one also declined. He calls his dad, "Dad, listen, it's just voice on the other end is gray and cold. You tied the knot, now untangle it." The phone slips into corridor silence. I'm back in the bridal room, sipping water in tiny gulps. No one's celebrating revenge. There's none. Just my firm enough and the checklist we build with the girls to wrap the day like grown-ups. The river outside the window gleams blue, and I wonder how many stories in it never became weddings, but still became beginnings. Mom touches my shoulder. "Home?" I nod. Dad has already boxed the catering as takeout for the family. We won't waste food. That's our style, dignity without drama. At the exit, Jason. Red eyes, crooked jacket, that collar stain still screaming yesterday. He tries to muster grandeur. "Claire, let's talk. I'll fix this. Everyone makes mistakes. You live-streamed yours," I reply evenly. But that was edited, you know that." "I know it wasn't," I say, walking past. "I'll pay everything back," he shouts. "Mom," softly, "save it for court if needed." He backs off. onlookers stare like salt on an open wound. This isn't a show. It's an ending. And the final scene of the day, Jason walks to the sidewalk, texts the best men, begs, "Someone come get me," replies memes, and, "Bro, love you, but we didn't sign up for this." The ex posts one last story, a photo of her wine glass with the caption, "Here's to new standards." His face spins and re-uploads like a label. The algorithm loves clarity. Today's main character has been decided. We drive off. Window down, wind biting at my cheeks. I call the bank, the same loan he pushed for the team. I request to freeze the line and flag suspicious charges from his best men. The operator is crisp and kind. "Miss Hale," noted. "Thank you," I hang up, and for the first time today feel like I'm behind the wheel, even from the passenger seat. While we ride, my phone hisses, "Did you see? He's live, apologizing. New parking lot footage? His company removed all pics with you." I don't look. Karma doesn't need my PR. Its KPI is simple: force a person to face the mirror. And today, Jason nailed it. 10-10. That evening, his new girl texts, "Sorry. I didn't sign up for this kind of humiliation." I don't respond. She's not my audience. But her message closes the day with poetic symmetry. How it started is how it ends. Jason is left with debt, a burned-out reputation, and no support. His family didn't show. Traffic. Friends dissolved like sugar in coffee. He wanted to be the center of attention, and he got it. Karma doesn't dramatize. It just stamps the file. And me? I'm with mom and dad. With my girls. A soft blanket over my shoulders and a plan for tomorrow. At home, I lay the dress on a chair, remove my earrings, wash my face, and see myself again. Without him, I am. And honestly, for the first time, that's enough. Peace. The first few weeks, I fell into darkness like a shaft with no ladder. I'd wake up and for a second forget what happened, until memory threw that same frame in my face: the parking lot, the lipstick, the phones in the air. Coffee didn't help. The house rustled with silence filled with, "What if I had?" My therapist said, "You made a painful but right choice." I nodded and gripped the armrest like a handbrake. Sophie drove me to yoga. Lena taught me to breathe in squares. Mom read soup recipes aloud. Dad brought oranges and sat quietly. And somehow that made it easier. At night, waves carried me away. I wrote short sentences in my notes app. "I'm alive. Breathe. This too shall pass." And yes, sometimes a soft dam slipped into the dark, and that passed too. Months went by, and the noise in my head faded. The silence no longer screamed. It just existed. I started seeing color again. Not just white, black, and coral, but the hundreds of shades between. New York stopped being a backdrop and became a city. I walked to farmers' markets, bought little things without "for the photo," made lists without the word "perfect." At the cafe near the repair shop, I met Devin. He fixed old espresso machines and talked to metal like it was a cat. "Your cup squeaks? May I tighten it?" he said. I laughed. He didn't snap at waiters. Didn't play the anti-hero.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Didn't beg for applause for basic decency. He just did his job and asked how I was sleeping. Respect turned out to be quiet in the details. Devin showed up on time. When he was late by 3 minutes, he texted, "I'll be 3 minutes late," and really was. He brought a thermos of cocoa for my dad and a lemon pie recipe for my mom. When the cafe mixed up orders, he told the barista, "No worries, we're not in a factory meltdown." On walks, he'd hold my elbow where the ground was slippery, and let go where it wasn't. I caught myself unclenching my shoulders. I slept. Ete. Laughed. Uncontrolled. Like in childhood. Sometimes a shadow of the past would visit. I'd place it on a shelf and let it gather dust. Karma didn't forget Jason. One morning, a screenshot of his LinkedIn landed in my inbox profile. Cleansed. Position gone. Word was, Management didn't want to associate with reputational risk. They meant the stain, and everyone understood. His startup turned rocket ship quietly shut down its website. The best men deleted the best night ever photos. A couple of clients unsubscribed publicly. We stand for ethics in business. I didn't gloat, didn't grieve. I just put my phone down and poured a glass of water. Inside me was a desert where grass had begun to grow. Weeks later, I saw him by chance. Corner bar. The same one where he once bragged, "The world is a pitch." Now the world had moved on. Jason sat alone, staring at his phone like it was a well with no bottom. A lemon smudge on the counter, not lipstick. On his screen, himself in endless reposts, that groom from TikTok. People walked by, some recognized him and whispered, but no one sat next to him. The bartender placed the bill down in silence. Jason slid his card, stared at declined like it might say, "Second chance." It didn't. I paused for a step, not to look closer, but to say goodbye to the version of me that tolerated. Most tragedies don't end because we win, but because we stop carrying their sound. I'm no longer a side character in his narrative. I stepped into the street. The air smelled like pizza and rain. Devin was locking up the repair shop across the street and waved, "Hey, are you with me or with the stars today?" "Today with you," I said. And it was true as bread. My epilogue isn't a crown or a viral post. I didn't win, because no sane person enters that kind of game to win. I simply walked away, and that turned out to be enough for something new to begin. Devin and I make coffee in his shop, learn how to be quiet next to each other, build plans without the word perfect. Sometimes, on the riverbank, old pain returns. I say, "I think I'm seeing that parking lot again." He replies, "Then I'll stay until it melts." And he does. The world didn't get easier, but it got honest. I used to think marriage meant once and forever. It turned out to mean once and enough. And this time, I chose myself. And after that, life. No show, just respect. Cocoa in a thermos. Late night calls from mom, "Are you home?" And my laugh, "Already, yeah." Sunday markets where we barter not for status, but for ripe peaches. Letters to myself that no longer ask why him, but say thank you for leaving. And yes, sometimes I still say out loud, "Damn, that hurt." But I always follow it with, and it turned out exactly right. Final scene. Not for the cameras, but if you need a picture, here it is. That same bar. That same stool. He sits alone, hunched over his glass. No one wants to sit with that groom from TikTok. Outside sounds fade softly. Doors open and close with no fanfare. Meanwhile, I pull up my jacket collar and walk home. Waiting for me, warm tea, a note from mom, and a message from Devin. "Found a rare gasket for your espresso. We'll install it tomorrow, and that's enough. Because this life, no lies, no poses, no borrowed spotlight, is finally mine." I shut the door behind me and hear the best sound of all. Silence. The kind where I can hear myself.